97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Joining us now is former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem. You've been working with RFK Jr., the Health and Human Services. You've been focusing on the Office of Refugee Resettlement. You just wrapped up your 100-day commitment to serve as a special advisor. Maybe I should ask you how that went. How have these last 100 days been?
Well, it's been great, and what a setup. But the show's been good so far, then you bring me on, man. So you raised the bar, I guess. I got to step it up. So, Ryan,
well, you're part of making it a very special show.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Look, Ryan, good to be on this afternoon. I will tell you that, I was asked by the White House to come up for the first 100 days, which is critical of any new administration, and to focus on the Office of Refugee Resettlement. And for you and the audience, that's where all the unaccompanied children who cross the border illegally, where they get placed once they're taken into custody and processed by Border Patrol or the port officials or ICE. And as we know and we come to learn over the previous administration, there was close to 500,000 kids that came in. And through various reports and the numbers kind of fluctuate, there was 300,000 that were unaccounted for and or missing. And so my job was to basically come in there with my legacy Border Patrol chief sledgehammer and bust up the practices and policies that were in place under the previous administration. In other words, fix the problem so it never happens again, and then work directly with the law enforcement agencies, because Health and Human Services Refugee Resettlement is not a law enforcement agency. So get the information to ICE, FBI, all the various DOJ and DHS components to go find the kids, find the fraudulent sponsors, go after the traffickers. And I can tell you that there was a soundbite back on Trump's 100th day by Secretary Kennedy, who told the president and everybody in the audience that we have ended the vector that was HHS for trafficking and child labor. And that was because of the efforts that my team and myself put forth in those first 100 days. I mean, it was just ridiculous stuff, right? And you know, the president runs on Make America Great, and Kennedy ran on and promotes Make America Healthy Again, along with the president. It starts with our agencies, too. The American people deserve agencies that are healthy and operating with the best focus in mind. And that's what we did, and that's what I did. And I think we left it in pretty good shape and good hands. So those that that are back there now after we cleaned house are taking the reins, and we're doing great stuff.
Well, if you go back to the first term of Donald Trump, you had the AOCs of the world that went down to a parking lot and, you know, they took the press photos and they would submit these things onto social media. And then you had other commentators saying that we're keeping kids in cages and they're drinking toilet water, and they'll take pictures and they'll be like, Here's Border Patrol agents. They're whipping people. They're riding horses and whipping people. So you had all these different people lying about the situation that was going on at the border. You get into a Joe Biden administration, you get to see real what goes on when you flood people at a border and the realities of what happens when there's a lot of unaccompanied minors and other people that you just don't know where they go. It was probably a grim reality of what flooding the borders actually look like. So how did you try to get past some of the falsehoods that were spread for so many different years to try to get to some of the truths in order to try to implement positive changes?
Well, a couple things you brought up. The second part, starting in 2018 under Trump 45, I was the deputy chief of the El Paso sector. That's the famous place where AOC did her smoke and mirrors, crying at the empty cages, and then lied about, oh, they're drinking out of the toilet water. I was actually on a congressional delegation the day before, so I swapped it with our chief, and he took that one. Man, I made a mistake. I should have been there, because I would have been able to correct that right away. So there's all sorts of nonsense and gaslighting and virtue signaling. That just happens. We saw exactly what happened in September of 21 under Biden when he lied about the horse patrol incident, calling them, saying they're strapping and whipping these people. Complete lie, debunked immediately, but yet they lied to deflect from terrible policies out of the White House. So all we did, and all I've ever done, is speak the truth and go to accomplish the mission. The goal has always been border security is national security. So secure our border, process people as quickly and effectively, give them consequences for their actions, and that never changes. Work with the investigative agencies to go after the bigger fish, but Border Patrol agents especially, you know, are going to do what is right. Unfortunately, Biden handcuffed us and wanted us to catch and release because they claimed that everybody was, you know, coming here for amnesty and asylum and nonsense like that. So when you get into Trump 47 and you're dealing with an agency that was basically, you know, full of, there were good people, but they were misled and lied to. So we just had to, we had to present them with the facts. We had to show them the evidence of the horrors and the trafficking, and the 70% of the applications for sponsorship had fraud in them. We had to explain that to them, show them, this is what you were part of. This is what you were, you know, you may have not been knowingly or willingly doing that, but this is what we're fixing. And that is how we were very transactional. But when they saw that every number and every piece of paper was a kid and not just a process, it became transformational. And that's why we put things in place. And that's why we start from the day, the moment that a child is encountered at the border, ICE Investigations is starting the investigation, not waiting for weeks and months or even years to go follow up on a trafficking case. So we just, bottom line, presented the facts and never changed or deviated from our goal of fixing the problem and making sure that the agency was fixed and that the processes were fixed to protect kids and to protect the integrity of the immigration system, which includes children who have to go see immigration judges.
Yeah. And, you know, they say that, you know, the best offense could be a good defense. And part of it, I think, is securing the borders, because when you disincentivize this illegal trafficking, this industry of these adults taking these children and moving them across the border, it's just so horrific. I can't even, my heart can't even handle the realities of what happens so often. But when you stop the flow and you make it so that it's stopped, you can't do that anymore. I'm guessing when the money starts to dry up for these traffickers, then they're going to stop trying to traffic children, or at least it diminishes greatly. And maybe some of these kids, the ones that are being used in this fashion, are these women. You don't even have to say kids sometimes, even these women that are coming through, adult women, that will be a whole different benefit to trying to secure things. And, you know, the trafficking, the fraud, the assaults, things like that, what we've seen too is a major assault on some of these different officers, assaults on ICE agents that are there working across the country too. And that's got to be troubling for you too. Some of the byproduct of the hate that goes on in some of the discourse that we're seeing, where they use it as an opportunity to go and try to assault these officers of the law that are out there enforcing immigration.
Yeah, you know, two quick things. One, you're absolutely right. When you go from an average of 10,000 people illegally entering the United States in December of 2023, and we had placement months where we placed over 18,000 unaccompanied kids back in April, I think, of 22. I think that was the, if I'm, my numbers, I know my numbers correct. I just got to make sure if it was 22 or 23. Mm-hmm. But now when you have less than 100 illegal entries a day and unaccompanied children are down to, you know, single digits, it makes the investigative work, it makes the course correction much easier when you don't have to deal with that flow. Regarding the assaults on law enforcement, look, we all agree that the right to peacefully assemble and protest. But what you're seeing now is the pure hatred and emotional and intellectual immaturity of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party that don't understand the basic stuff of they are enforcing the law. These are people that are not, you know, that did not comply, whether it was 20 years ago or 20 months ago or 20 hours ago. They broke the law by entering the country illegally. They're working illegally, and most of them are targeted because they have prior orders of removal or there are criminal records beyond their illegal entry. And the other difference is, yeah, you know what? This administration, this president is not asking law enforcement to turn a blind eye to law violators, where the Biden administration said, if they're not on your target list, you can excuse it, use your discretion. This administration said, no, if you go to look for target X and there's five other illegal aliens there, you take them into custody as well, because, you know, that's, you know, I'm sorry that they still violate the law. And what are you doing hanging out with a Trinidad Aragua person or an MS-13 person if you're just such an innocent, hardworking individual that just wants a better life? Don't disagree that there's plenty of them like that out there, but they still violate the law by crossing the border illegally. And many of them are fraudulently getting benefits and taking advantage of our our great nation. And that's just what this administration wants to do, is take care of charity starts at home. Take care of our veterans, take care of our own kids, take care of our own communities, take care of our own natural disaster victims, not people from all over the world every day when we have $35 trillion in debt.
So the pace that the administration's working on, pretty ambitious pace. I mean, we're seeing all kinds of things happening simultaneously, different issues being addressed. And when it comes to immigration and the speed that they're working, one, I didn't even know it was possible for government to work this fast. Government has historically worked slow in everything except for maybe this. So how do you think the way that we're pacing this self out, the way that we're working it out, how do you think this is going to work in the future? What would you like to see happen? Because ultimately, I think the idea is we don't want to have ICE agents constantly going into communities and constantly working at this type of pace. I think once they settle things down, the border gets settled down, we might actually get more immigration laws enforced the way that they're designed to be enforced, so we don't have to be like this all the time.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. I will tell you two points on that. One, I was behind the scenes for 100 days. I was on the phone 6 days, sometimes 7 days a week with National Security Council, Homeland Security Council, all the heavy hitters, to include sometimes Secretary Noem, Secretary Rubio, but always with Stephen Miller, Tom Homan, that whole group, right? Specifically me as the rep for Health and Human Services. We are lucky to have a team of patriots working as hard as they are on the national defense, national security, homeland security part of this country. And it's because that was the direction of the president, and that's why things move so fast. Just like we didn't need a big, you know, a new immigration bill, we needed somebody in charge of the White House who's willing to do it. So that's why things are moving quick. But I agree with you. While I don't have the playbook in front of me, I believe that this quick, swift, strategic action that the president has taken on cleaning up, number one, securing the border. It's the safest it's been and most secure that since I've been associated with for 30 years. The interior enforcement, the actions we're seeing going on right now, as well as the children that are being rescued and identified and things like that. I think it's happening so quickly because the next step needs to happen, right? We need to find some common sense immigration reform, especially when it comes down to unskilled and skilled labor, right? The farms, the nursery care, the hotel and restaurant work, right? We know where that exists, right? We've got to find a better way. But criminals should not be allowed to run free because they're working at a hotel or working at a restaurant. So I think doing this is like, it's like you got a hole in the boat. You got to bail the water out, but you also have to fix the hole first, or you're just going to keep on bailing out water. This administration is fixing the leak, which is our porous border, and then we're going to start bailing out the water right now. And now hopefully we'll have some common sense from the left and the right to come up with some common sense practices. We don't need a comprehensive immigration reform that addresses everything. We need to address the things that are most important to American businesses and American workers, that makes America great, that makes us healthy, that makes us that shining beacon light of hope for people around the world, so we don't have fraudulent asylum, but proper asylum for those that are persecuted, that we don't have illegal scams going on for guest workers, but the right way for somebody to know how to get in the line. That's the key, right? Clear, transparent, common sense, you know, simple things. We don't need to get into, you know, performer visas for people that are in music. We need to talk about who's going to pick the apples, who's going to work there, and how do we work with those employers so we can hold them accountable but also help them be profitable. I think it's a hard task, and it's complex, but complexity is good as long as we execute. The problem is those a lot of those yahoos in Congress never execute. They just talk and try to get sound bites on X and social media. We need execution through this complex environment.
You know, I think one of the problems is, one, we didn't have a plan, or two, we didn't have a leader, a commander in chief that was absent over the past 4 years, made things very complicated to enforce immigration law. So, Chris Klein, what happens to you next? What are you on, and what are you going to be doing?
Well, you know, I tell you what, I've got a lot of different things. I'm working on some various consulting projects regarding, you know, national security and border security issues that come up. I do believe in innovation and technology. I'm taking lead on an advanced AI system that will help us, you know, identify threats before they come to fruition. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's a new venture for me, so I'm excited. I will continue some of my speaker roles that I do with groups like Americans for Prosperity and others that really are trying to find some common sense solutions. I'm willing to do that because it's talking about border security and its solutions. And then the wild card of it all is, you know, so much of my TV time on some of the major networks has got the attention of a few directors, and I actually just filmed a short movie boxing event where I was the commentator because they thought my hair and voice was good. So who knows, right? We'll see what happens. But my heart is about keeping America safe, and so if something can lead me to make America and Americans safer, I'm gonna take a look at it and see where I can put some energy behind it. But always a pleasure to be on platforms like yours that give me an opportunity to speak the truth in what's going on. I'm very engaged with my former colleagues, both in Washington and right here in my home state of Arizona and along the Southwest border. So it's a good opportunity to continue to talk the facts to the people.
Wow. Chris Klemm, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief, just worked with RFK Jr. at the Health and Human Services looking at refugee resettlement, using his expertise at the border. Now, boxing commentator in the big time movies. Chris Klemm, thank you so much for joining us here. And it, by the way, people wanted to look you up online. I don't know if you do social media, any place where people can find you?
Definitely can find me on X. It's a C Klemm Official. I'm hit or miss. I get really active, and then I've got other things going on. That's a good one to find me. I try to stay relevant and opine on some of the people's comments and certainly try to engage as often as I can. Usually get a lot of engagement from me, then I end up go silent for a couple of days because I got other things going on. But look me up there, or feel free to go to my website, chrisklemmofficial.com. There's usually a lot of my media and some of the things I've done in the past, some of the podcasts and whatnot are up there. Yeah. And we try to keep that updated at least weekly with the latest and greatest things I've been involved in. And if you if you suffer from insomnia, click on one of those podcasts and I'll put you to sleep.
Chris Klemm, a pleasure. Nice to talk to you here this afternoon. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.